Well, so I watch you from afar. Well, sometimes I'll pretend that I'm there with you, with the hopes that you might be pretending to, with the hopes that you might be pretending to. On all the commotion I found, all resting deeply in solitude, with no other by your side, show up in all your kindness, adoring by light of new, with your fiddle in hand. I asked you to play for me a tune, with your fiddle in hand. I asked you to play for me a tune. Oh, so I that you might be pretending to. Well, so I watch you from afar. Well, sometimes I'll pretend that I'm there with you, with the hopes that you might be pretending to, with the hopes that you might be pretending to.
Bella White in the Virtual Roots Sound session from her new album, Just Like Leaving, All I Gave to You. Bella White joining us from Nashville. Bella, I appreciate you spending time with us. I want to understand now, obviously your music is informed by the tradition of Appalachian music, and your family has ties to Virginia, but you actually grew up in Canada.
Well, yeah, so my dad is from Virginia. My mom is from Canada, but she was just working in Virginia for a while, and that's when they met. But I grew up in Alberta, Calgary, Alberta, kind of like near, like it's right where the prairies meet the mountains. And so there's a lot of like country and Western music there because there's a lot of like farming. There's a big like agricultural community, and there are a lot of cowboys. And so I was kind of like exposed to country music from that, but then also just my dad grew up playing bluegrass and old time music, and he's a banjo player and whatnot. But yeah, born and raised in Canada, and have, you know, followed in my father's footsteps and have migrated down here to Nashville.
Would you say that there is as much traditional or roots music in Canada as there is in the U.S.?
I would agree with that. I think it's funny, like being in the States, people kind of think of us Canadians that have come down here as like these anomalies or something, because there's like a huge music scene in Canada, but a lot of it just like stays in Canada. And then there's like the few people that come to America, but they're definitely for country and bluegrass and whatnot. Like there's totally a scene up there, and it's pretty wonderful. Do you know of Ian Tyson?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, right. Okay. That's what I expect when I say the name. But so many people here just don't know who Ian Tyson is, which blows my mind, because he's from not so far from where I'm from. He's like a 45-minute drive from Calgary. And so like I grew up just thinking that he was like this musical hero. And I remember like I saw him live a couple times, and I just was so like sure that he was a star, that everyone knew who he was. But then I come down here and like so many of these like younger roots musicians are like, who's Ian Tyson? And I'm like,
I mean, they never heard Four Strong Winds. I guess it's like Ian Tyson. Does he know Gordon Lightfoot?
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk your influences. You grew up on like, you know, Doc Watson, Bill Monroe, from the influences from your father and his music. How does that inform what you're doing now?
I feel like I was so like exposed to it. Like you said, when I was little, like my dad was always playing those songs. And that was like one of our favorite things to do together is sing Stanley Brothers songs until like 4 a.m. We'll just work them all up and try and sing as many as we can. And I feel like just it almost like permeated into my brain. Like I just was so used to the way that music sounded. And then like growing up being like, I felt like for me at least, not a lot of my friends like in school and whatnot, they didn't really care about that stuff so much. And so I was kind of like living this like little double life of like my little bluegrass country Bella and then like going to school and like listening to the radio and whatever was playing there and pop music and whatnot. And I wanted to sort of like with my music create this like really accessible sound that, because I would show my friends country and bluegrass music and they'd be like, oh, you know, people have this like notion that it's all for like older folks or that, you know, they won't like it. So I feel like I would take, or my goal is to like take some of the more traditional stuff like Doc Watson and the Stanley Brothers and kind of meld that with a more modern sound that's like accessible for young people to continue to listen to the older stuff.
Well, you've certainly done that on this album, talking with Bella White about her new album, Just Like Leaving. All original material on here. First of all, I want to talk about the writing of the songs, but let's start with, when did you move to Nashville?
I'm very new to Nashville. I actually moved to Nashville just under 3 months ago. I was living in Boston beforehand, hanging out in the Boston scene where it's very thriving because, you know, Berkeley's there and New England Conservatory. So there's like a huge music community and also a bluegrass community there. And so I wrote, I would say, about half of the songs in Boston and the other half, like when I was still living in Canada. I actually only moved to Boston like last September. So I was in Canada before then still. And I would say I wrote them kind of half and half. Some of them were more directed for the album and some of them were just favorites of mine that I couldn't not record.
A lot of personal stuff on there, a lot of heartbreak. Is that stuff you've lived through?
A little bit, I guess so, yeah. I would say so. I exaggerate my stories. I make them sound worse than they were. But yeah, it's definitely a little like, that album is like a diary entry to me. It's definitely got some vulnerable content on it.
Well, let's talk about one song in particular, The Hand of Your Raising. That song is raw and honest.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. That was the goal. I was like, "What? How can I cut myself open on this one?"
Well, what say we go ahead and hear that one? It's Bella White coming to us from Nashville with a song from her forthcoming album, Just Like Leaving. The Hand of Your Raising on WVTF.
I wear my cards on my sleeve.
but you leave yours in the shadows, looming so deep and in the darkness. Do you think that I can see? Now I feel red like the carpet on my bedroom floor, full of loaded words and nothing I ain't heard from you before. Now I feel red like the carpet. Just the hand of your raising.
Roots Down Radio Sessions recorded live. Search Roots Down at WVTF.org. When I realized